Hello, Nick Hose with the top stories on ABC News. At least 15 people have died after a plane carrying 93 passengers and 5 crew members crashed near the city of Almaty in Kazakhstan shortly after takeoff. 63 people have been hospitalised with several in critical condition. Emergency services are scrambling to find survivors in the wreckage. The federal government could soon announce financial support for volunteers who spend long periods away from work while fighting bushfires in the ongoing crisis. The Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester broke ranks with the PM, suggesting compensation needs to be considered for volunteers whose income has been affected. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says Scott Morrison is closely considering extra support. 4 Supermaxis are battling it out in Bass Strait on day 2 of the Sydney to Hobart. The Supermaxis have picked up pace with wind gusts of up to 30 knots this afternoon. Comanche has hit the lead with Infotrack close behind, followed by Scallywag and Blackjack, who are less than 2 nautical miles away. Ichiban remains in first place for overall handicap honours. And a dominant batting position from Travis Head has put the Australians in a commanding position late on the second day of the Boxing Day test. Head's 114 helped the Baggy Greens notch up a first innings total of 467. New Zealand enters day 3 on 44, having lost 2 early wickets just before stumps. And those are the latest stories from ABC News.